Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out at the Break Room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
54 degrees right now. Looks like it's going to be sunny most of the day. No rain. High of 69.
I hear you, buddy.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
that's right. Our lives are in this room are intertwined forever and ever and ever. Mm-hmm. Because you guys don't know how to go get your own damn doctors.
What?
So for those who may be new to the show, my wife is a dermatologist, mm-hmm. right? And she is your dermatologist.
Yes, she is.
Yep.
She's also your dermatologist?
Yep.
Okay, so yesterday you told me in the beginning of the show
before
you were going to see my wife.
Do the annual checkup.
You got it. So fun fact,
yeah.
You know, because of HIPAA laws, doctors are not allowed to discuss anything that has to do with patients with anybody but the patients or other medical professionals.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So my wife, when I met her, when she was just my girlfriend at the time, you know, talked to me about, like, HIPAA and all this stuff. And I was under the impression, Tommy, that that was, like, something they just, like, said.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't think it was, like, a strict rule.
You got it. I kind of thought, like, you know.
It gets around.
Yeah, I mean, you come home. It's just us in the house.
Yeah.
Never in the history of our marriage relationship has my wife ever divulged any information about anyone she's ever seen.
I mean, that's impressive because I would always assume that if there's anybody that you're going to tell it's going to be, like, your significant other. Right?
Right.
Like, yeah. Like, I would just think, you know, in inside the walls of your own home.
It's pillow
like,
talk.
Yeah.
So, like, I will have people come up to me and be like, oh, did your wife tell you I said hi? And I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. And they get, like, mad at me.
You're right.
Right? Like, I didn't do it, man. She won't tell me. So yesterday, I am aware that you went for her.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah. So we're going on a walk. Me and my wife are walking.
Yeah, get your steps in.
Yeah, I go, how's Tommy? And she stops and she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I go, honey, he told me he was going to see you today. Stop. No, I don't. Stop. And she got, like, livid with me. And I got, like, the silent treatment for the rest of the walk, right? You went in yesterday. Because I had to get all the juicy details from you. Well, you're still alive, thank God.
Yeah. Out. What's that?
But it wasn't just my wife that was with you.
No, so when I went in yesterday, when the nurse came in, you know, and she hands you the gown and everything. And she goes, all right, so the doctor will be in. And do you mind if she has a student shadowing her.
Oh, okay.
Do you mind? I said, no. So your wife comes in, and then the young lady comes in. She's a college kid, I'm guessing, right?
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's just the two of them in there, and me sitting on the edge of an examination table in socks, underwear, and a gown. Just sitting there waiting to be looked at.
How old do you think the woman was?
She had to be a college kid.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess that she was, like, early 20s.
Okay, all right. Do you think that college student had ever seen anything as horrific as your body?
I hope not. Because, like, they start, you know, she looks at your arms and stuff like that. Then she has me lean forward, and then they're both looking at my back with some kind of scope.
Okay.
And she's breaking down almost like Apollo 11 looking at Tranquility Bay, getting closer, There's the mole now. There is a hair sticking out of it. Neil is moving towards the mole now. At any moment, we'll see Neil and approach the hair coming out of the mole.
It was weird when Nixon called my wife to celebrate landing on your
back. Hello, Nana. It's Pat and I are sitting here watching Tommy's disgusting back, and that poor young lady has to look at the Tranquility Bay scene on his back. Wait till you see his legs.
So with that, I then have to stand up and drop my gown. So now I'm just in my...
You are fully exposed.
I'm just in my Tommy John's.
Yeah.
And then I had to like raise my hands up like I'm under arrest, like I'm a pervert in my front lawn. And she's like going to look under my arms and everything, right? Then I sit down and I got to stick my legs out. And they're both like looking at my legs. She's pointing at everything that's wrong with my legs and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's very... I felt bad for the kid.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you know what I always tell myself to make myself feel better, whether or not it's true or not? They've always seen worse. I always think, like, whatever they're checking out on me,
right,
they have to have seen worse at some point.
Ah!
I don't know if it's true, but it's just what I tell myself to make myself feel better. If I'm feeling like a little, you know, if I've lost some confidence or I just don't feel quite right here, but I'm like, you know what? They've probably seen worse. They've probably dealt with worse.
Yeah, but there's levels of worse, right? Like, there are people you'll walk in, you'll look at, and you'll look at them and think, like, they look terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've all been with people, I think, at parts of our romantic relationships where with clothes on, you're like, damn.
Yeah.
And then, like, clothes come off, and you're like, oh.
Damn.
Not that bad, but like, ah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a different look.
Like, I you know, there is no uglier way for a man to sit than with his shirt off on the edge of an examination.
Yeah, because, like, you start
shirt
looking
off,
down.
Socks on.
Yeah.
but you look down, and, like, my nipples are, like, just kind of hanging, and they're all hairy, and then I could just look down at my...
And the lighting's never flattering.
No.
It's always, like, the brightest of bright lights.
Well, I mean, yeah, so the doctors can see what they're doing.
I get it. Yeah.
Well, no, like, to Tommy's point, I had to go to a cardiologist appointment, like, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And, you know, if you're living in Rochester because of Strong and the U of R... Like, it's a teaching hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So odds are decent that you get asked every once in a while, can, you know,
yeah,
of course.
Kid.
Yeah. And these people are going to be doctors. Maybe they'll be my doctor. Of course, you can come in and learn. So I met my cardiologist. Same thing happens. This student walks in. She is one of the most stunning women I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous. Gorgeous. And I'm sitting there on the end of this thing, no shirt, just my underwear. My back is just disgustingly hairy.
And they're asking you questions while you're. While you're nude or in your underwear.
Yeah. And I'm like trying to like mitigate the situation.
But
of
you can't.
What is my body? Well, like I found myself like flexing my like chest just to like not even try to impress her.
Hey, Mr. Charisma in a gown.
No, it was more like out of sympathy for her. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I'm trying to suck it in, but you can't suck your gut in sitting on the end of a table.
No.
Right?
Because it's such an awkward position to be in. Especially I'm small, right? So also my feet are dangling. You know, so I look like a 13-year-old kid, like an underdeveloped kid.
Like and
yeah,
the worst,
it does make you feel like a child.
The worst, Kimmy, is when you have the mirror in the room with you.
I don't think I've ever had a mirror.
You've never had a mirror?
Not directly, no.
No.
Not that I can think of. And I don't want one.
Okay. If there has been one, I haven't noticed.
Yeah, because, you know, I go to a lot of doctor's appointments for whatever reason. Thanks a lot, genetics. And, yeah, there's been a couple where, like, to the left or right of me, like, I'll just glance, and there I am. Like, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy ruined a medical student's day yesterday by having to show him her body at an appointment with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back to the whole... gossip from work thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't want to hear my wife's gossip at work, but because I can't hear it, it makes me want to hear it.
Because mm-hmm. You know, she's in radio silence. Now you want to know.
Exactly. Like, you know, 15 years, we tell each other everything, but she can't tell me anything about her day at work. And it's like, and I know if she started to tell me, I'd be like, ugh.
It's going to go on and on and on.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, look, that's just what people do. But, like, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Can't see behind the thing.
Yeah.
Like, Kimmy, have you gotten less work gossip from your husband now that he's working at the fire department compared to jobs he's had before?
Less? You're asking if I've had less?
Yeah. Or, like, what is the gossip now? Is it more what happens around the firehouse? Is it him trying to impress you with tales of his
heroism? I don't think he holds back on the gossip.
Okay.
No.
Because, like, I'm used to.
I mean, there is some stuff. Because, like, obviously he sees, like, sad stuff a lot. We kind of have, like, he. I'm always like, if I don't need to know, don't tell me. Gotcha. It's going to make me sad, you know?
Understood.
Because most women I've ever lived with, including the one I live with now, when they came home from work, they had a 12-gauge shotgun full of, like, stories. Yeah. And they just came blasted in like a bank robbery. I don't like.
I think my husband.
How dare she?
My husband had way more gossip as a teacher than he does as a firefighter.
Oh, schools are the worst, yeah. Man.
Schools are the worst?
No, my wife worked in that school system. I know stuff about people I've never met.
It was like there was two high schools. There's the students, and then there's the faculty, and they're all the same gossip.
Is that true? 252 WCMF?
Oh, bro. It's the worst.
Are there teachers getting ready to go back excited for all the gossip they're going to hear over the summer vacation?
Like, when she was telling me the stories back in the day, I didn't realize that went on.
Crazy stuff.
And by the way, some of them people we knew.
I wish you could see the look on his face because he stopped talking. I've already said too much. Oh, no.
But you know, we
yeah, I know. No, it's funny. Like, maybe this is a generational thing, too, because I grew up in a house, and my dad being a cop, where he's got the biggest mouth in the world. Mm. Dude.
Met his son, and I met the other son. Got it.
Yeah, but he's the OD.
No kidding.
According to him. But, like, my old man would come home and just be like, blah, 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 but everything happened. And, like, we would. And I guess there isn't, like, any privacy laws to this stuff because it's all public. But, like, I remember being, like, out with my dad as a kid. And, like, someone would come up and talk to him. And I'd be like, who's that? And he'd be like, oh, I arrested him X amount of times ago. And I'd be like, oh. Or, like, something would happen with, like, someone we know. And he would come up and be like, you're not going to believe who I saw today. And, like, explain
They're
the whole
in
thing.
Trouble.
And I'd be like, oh. And I remember thinking as a kid, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to know this.
Yeah.
But it's in the paper. It makes the police blotter.
So. And you got to think, people are people, man. They want to. Well, unload their day on somebody.
Yeah, but maybe don't do it on your 12-year-old son. You know what I mean? Like, it did always freak me out because you grow up with this idea of good guys and bad guys.
Yes.
Like, there's no nuance. There's no shades of gray. So, like, I remember being confused when my dad would be having a conversation with somebody. They're like, oh, yeah, I arrested them X amount of times or years ago. And I'd be like, but he's a bad guy. You're hanging out with the bad guys.
He's a criminal.
What are you doing over there? Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Steve. Steve says, whenever they ask if a medical student can come and observe, I say no, not because I don't want them to learn, but because I am ashamed of how my body looks.
So am I. I mean, I'm at that age. I just know this is disgusting, and there's nothing I can do about it. Like, I ain't fixing this at this stage of the game.
Yeah, I know, but self-confidence is hard to come by. And when's the last time somebody under 25 saw your body?
But I don't have self-confidence. I am defeated.
Yeah.
It's over, baby. I'm holding a white flag over here.
But are there certain doctors, though, where you're less worried about it? Because maybe, like, they usually see, like, the older set more than the younger set.
Oh, okay.
Set.
But, yeah, because you're all young.
Yeah.
No, but, like, think about this. I get what you're saying, Kimmy. I understand, like, compared to everything else.
Yeah.
But, like, in this moment, that does not matter to me.
I guess. I don't know. Like, looking around the waiting room, you might feel a little bit more self-conscious. And it's going to get a bunch of young people in there.
Okay.
And it gets worse as you get older because there's way more to exam. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, once you start
talking
getting...
Talking about your butt?
Well, yeah. I mean, once you meet Dr. Wide Knuckle, and that becomes a regular thing. I mean, I've been getting knuckled now for over 25 years.
Which is weird, because he's only been going to the proctologist for 10.
Oh, I was talking about the dentist. But, yeah, I mean, like, I got to go get a colonoscopy next month.
Uh-huh.
And that's about as rude as it gets, man. Because not only is it your butt, it's a hose. With a scope on it.
One of the worst slogans for local proctologists. Not only is it your butt, it's a hose.
And then, you know, and then, like, you're not completely knocked out. You're just kind of like in La La Land. So you can kind of hear the nurses and stuff talking to the doctor while he's, you know, doing Roto-Rooter.
Gotcha.
Do you see the same proctologist every time?
No. So, well.
Yeah, well, no. They keep retiring after they're done with him.
Well, I didn't know if, like, you kind of get used to it because it's the same person every time.
No, you can only go like every 5 to 10 years, so the odds of that guy still being in the ass game is probably low.
All right.
Like you said, there's got to be a high burnout on the Brown game.
Okay. A Brown burnout, if you will.
Yes.
All right. So, look, I guess the morals of the story are...
Enjoy your youth.
Well, that.
Enjoy your young rectums, because they don't last.
Kimmy is right. Your body never looks as bad as you think it does compared to other things. And if they have a medical student, you know, if you feel comfortable, let them in. They may be treating you down the road.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
Get as much experience as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was a stop the presses moment yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, man, you're right. Considering everything else going on in the world, this was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. There.
But it is the biggest news on the planet because I think you can argue in the history of modern time, popular culture, this is the biggest celebrity will be wedding in history.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't even think of someone that comes close.
Yeah, I don't know what that wedding's going to look like.
Usually one has, they both have juice, big juice.
Yeah. And to your point, way different fan bases, too.
Right.
So, like, the amount of people that have their eye on this couple is I can't think of anything.
But they're both
compares.
At the pinnacle of their careers. Like, you both hit the biggest thing you could do in your career, and you've never seen that before.
You're right.
Because usually one's a little bit over here, you know, a little bit more over here.
No, you're right. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you live under a rock, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce announced yesterday they are engaged.
What?
They announced it on their Instagrams, which is also strange that they didn't even need the news to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We live in a world now where they just control their own.
They didn't even have to say it.
Exactly. It just happened. So they were referred to all day yesterday, because you were right. It was national news lead everywhere.
International, yes.
My wife does not care about these two, and she was just consuming this stuff last night.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore.
So they're being referred to as the American royal couple.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we as Bills fans don't like Travis Kelce, it's kind of hard to disagree with him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, can you, either of you, in the last 100 years, think of a couple that has had as much firepower as these two?
Like two celebrities that get together after their celebrity hit.
Yes.
So I'm thinking of like Madonna, Sean Penn. That was a big one. Remember when he was like, the helicopters over the house and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, there's that one. There's
Sean Penn, though?
But that was a big celebrity wedding.
But like Sean Penn, like Madonna was obviously bigger than Sean Penn.
Well, every one of these I'm thinking about. Cher and Greg Allman.
Yeah.
Two, right?
Okay, but it's both music.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, right, but she was also an actress. She was in Moonstruck.
Okay,
She won an Academy Award.
Yeah, but she was
in
Moonstruck.
Not disrespect Cher.
Wait,
in this
she
room.
Hadn't won an Academy Award at that point?
Oh, yeah, she had. Oh, yeah. Probably many.
She only at won that point, one.
Did she do it? No.
She wasn't in Moonstruck till the mid 80s.
No, but it was.
That relationship was in the late 70s.
No, what was the kid with the big head?
Rocky Dennis.
No.
What?
The kid with the big head, with the big head, and she was the mom.
What was the movie called?
With Eric Stoltz.
I can't think of the movie.
Mask.
Oh, right.
She was in that.
That was in the mid 80s.
That was with Greg Allman.
I thought Greg Allman was like, could you Google when she married Greg Allman? Thank you.
But. To my point.
You were alive for this.
Yes, I was. And then I'm trying to think. And then you had Angelina.
They got married in 1979.
You're an idiot.
Or no, I'm sorry, 1975. It ended in 1979.
They were living in the same house as Sonny.
With that kid with the big head?
Oh, my God. Go, keep going, you idiot. Keep going.
And then you've got Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Okay, that might
was
be
a big
close.
One. That was a big one.
But
so those guys were both major movie stars.
But they were also just movie stars.
And the way it started also was huge news because he broke up with Jennifer Aniston.
That
consumed us for a while.
But I don't think any of those celebrities are as even close to this
Not
one.
At this level.
I mean, chick is selling out. But she's selling out stadiums worldwide.
At multiple nights, too.
Right. I mean, like, her fan base is everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, she's
Michael Jackson.
She's an international star.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not an international star, but
No, but he hit as high as you can in his sport three times.
Yeah.
So he's a Super Bowl champion.
No, look, I'm not disagreeing.
So there's nobody even close.
I mean, the first couple that came to my mind was Beyonce and Jay-Z, but their celebrity grew together. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, they were both like famous when they got together, but like I would argue they got more famous as their relationship went on.
But something you said a second ago, I think, eclipses even that, because you said like they come from two different worlds, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, right.
Two different levels of celebrity. So like Beyonce and Jay-Z, you're right, huge celebrity couple. If you didn't listen to either of their music, it wasn't something that was in your world.
Yeah.
I would argue the only couple that would come close.
How far back you going?
No, not that far.
Oh.
Well, I guess relatively. Would be David Beckham and Posh Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because internationally, too. But
he's not that big here.
Well, okay, but outside of America, he's huge everywhere else.
Because I'm thinking, like, even going back to, like, DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe, two of the biggest names on the planet.
One. That's a good one.
Biggest names on the planet.
Yeah.
But I would say neither of them would draw what she can draw.
Not at night.
Okay, first of all, the entire town of Greece is coming with pitchforks and torches because you said that about DiMaggio.
But DiMaggio?
Well, how dare you?
But you're saying, like, for the time, yes.
For the time, they were huge. And even, like, Sinatra and Ava Gardner, those were big movie stars, and he was a big crooner, but it's not even close.
And it's weird because he was just talking over music. He wasn't even singing.
So what did it sound like?
There's a song right now, and I'm just talking, and you people give me money because
coming for you now.
You think it's singing. The whole town of Greece hates this show. 252 WCMF. Lead international news yesterday, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, engaged to be married. The funniest tweet I saw yesterday was the prenup will be longer than any book Travis Kelce has ever read. And so let's talk about that. She obviously has way more money than Travis Kelce.
Way more to lose here.
Well, she's a billionaire. He's a millionaire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a prenup?
I would think so. I'm surprised like they're even bothering to get married. You know what I mean? Like, I just thought they would be together for a long time and just not even bother with the actual official marriage thing.
Well, I don't know.
Just based on, like, how complicated that would be.
Yeah, but they're both, like, Midwestern people. Like, she's from Pennsylvania. He's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right? They just were, and not to sound like a celebrity gossip guy, they were spotted in Cleveland 2 weeks ago shopping for a house.
In Cleveland?
In Cleveland. That's where he's from. I'm sure they're going to have 15 different houses.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. They probably already do.
But they're going to buy a house in Cleveland.
Nice.
For Cleveland?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like Cleveland. Look, I know there are a lot of Bills fans. I'm getting a lot of Bills fans just talking about how much this sucks on Instagram. Yeah. And I get it. If you're a Bills fan and you want a silver lining here, he's done after this year. Mark my words.
That's what I was thinking, too. Oh. Like, they're a peak celebrity couple now. But, I mean, his celebrity's going to wear off pretty quick. You know what I mean?
I mean, she's going to go
on. Once he retires, maybe.
Her music's going to go on.
He'll be on TV. He'll have his podcast. But, like, I don't know how much hang time that name's going to have.
He's going to be Stedman.
All right, let's talk about that, because he could be Stedman.
Yeah, which is a nice ride. I'll take Stedman.
For our younger audiences, Stedman is Oprah's husband.
Yeah.
Who probably did a lot of impressive things. We don't know what they are.
But he's a doctor, right?
All right, so he could be Stedman.
Mm-hmm.
He could be Stedman. However, there are those former football players that, based on their relationships, become legitimate celebrities. Like, for example, Frank Gifford.
Okay, yeah.
Like, Frank Gifford was a television personality.
Yeah, he went into Monday Night Football.
But here's the thing. Like, if you were born after he played, you may not know that guy played football.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, married to Kathy Lee.
Right.
Like, that they were, like, superpower couple. Mm-hmm. It's possible that this marriage propels him outside of...
I mean, he's already, like, had cameos in movies and stuff. I could see him doing stuff like that.
He could have a sitcom. He could have a legitimate sitcom.
He can't. No, you ever see him try and talk?
Bro, they've given sitcoms to people like Abby.
Yeah, it doesn't work. By the way, what's...
Alex Karras had a goddamn sitcom.
Kimmy has no idea who that is.
And you shouldn't.
I mean, his brother would have a sitcom before he would.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Actually, they could have one together.
They already have their pod. I mean, they kind of already have their own thing going.
Yeah, she announced her new album on his podcast, which, by the way, girlfriend of the year on that one.
Yeah, look at that.
That's the biggest, like, that, before this
news. Welcome.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I can't imagine how much money that one episode made them.
You're not kidding.
But look what she did for the NFL to build up a younger fan base of women.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, the last couple of years have been remarkable, and I get it. The Chiefs suck, right? And I'm not into Taylor Swift as, like, you know, listen, I am impressed by what she's able to do, but... It is remarkable that she was able to somehow take the biggest thing in America and make it bigger.
Make it hers. Like, you were waiting to see her on camera.
Yeah, well, okay, speak for yourself. Oh, my God, is Taylor coming?
I was excited when she was at the stadium.
Why is she at the stadium? Check it out. You know, I got to say this. hating Travis Kelce as a Chief aside, he could not have played this better. Because not only is he set for life no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Not only is today he a bigger celebrity than he ever was and will ever be.
Yeah.
All of this happened because he tweeted at Taylor Swift.
Yeah, how did it all start?
He went to her concert, and she doesn't do, apparently she does not do any meet and greets with any celebrity, anybody before a show. And he was like disappointed that he wasn't going to get to meet her. So somehow that got out. He talked about it on his podcast or whatever, that he really wanted to meet Taylor Swift, never got to meet her. And he tweeted at her or something.
Yeah,
like
he tweeted at her, yeah.
And so somehow her people got with his people, and they ended up meeting somewhere.
Damn.
But, like, you know, we talk about how, like, these two don't seem like they belong together, right?
Yeah.
And if there is one thing the average human being, average man could take out of this, there is no shot too crazy for you to take.
That's right. Reach for the stars.
Yo, you got it.
And like, keep your feet on the ground.
The worst thing that happened.
Yeah. He was literally just a fangirl. I mean, he was a fan of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Finally got a meeting with her.
But it's also like, you got this lottery ticket and you won and you got to be a Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. And then you got this other lottery ticket over here where you now also get to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Husband.
Oh, by the way.
So you have two high-end lottery tickets.
And it's not like she's not an attractive woman either.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not only it's not
stunningly beautiful.
Exactly. Like, she's rich. She's gorgeous. She's the most famous woman on the planet, arguably, right now. You're right. You get to be an NFL superstar, Super Bowl champion, and now this is
Enjoy retirement, buddy.
It's not going to work, right?
Well, she's crazy.
Well, wait. Have you heard him? I don't know if she's crazy. He also crazy.
Yeah, she crazy. She writes songs about how crazy she is.
Yeah, but that's how you write songs.
I get it, but that also makes you crazy.
I think this is this is like my base knowledge of Taylor Swift, but I feel like in the past she's only dated like kind of intellectual, creative types.
Okay.
And then she went in the complete opposite direction.
Soft boys.
Well, she went John with a, Mayer. You know, just
he can barely hold up his guitar. He's anemic.
A guy who isn't competing with her in that sense, so maybe it does work. Yeah. I don't know.
I look, Kimmy, you can't
She dated boys, now she's dating a man. A real man's man, buddy.
By the way, now Kimmy's husband's coming after you because you made fun of John Mayer, who is in Dead
yes,
Company.
Yes, yes.
Now, I don't wish any ill will on them, right?
No.
But you can't tell me. I've seen this.
It never works.
That's what I mean. I'm surprised they're even making it official. Well, signing the paperwork.
But all these couples we talked about did not work.
Yeah.
None of them.
No, well, most of them we talked about did.
Well, no. None of Cher's did. Beckham and Victoria.
Beckham and Victoria. Okay. Beyonce, Jay-Z.
All right, they're
still together. But that feels like that's going to run its course.
Who else do we?
But that's Foreign Soul.
No, I'm talking about Jay-Z and
Oh, okay.
I mean, they've been together for a long time at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. But they're both still, they kind of still need each other to push the other. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, look, I'm not actively rooting against
No, but you're right. I mean, it's a long shot that they stay together.
Well, I don't even think it's...
Wait, do they have kids?
I don't even... I mean, if you're going to announce an engagement and buy a house in Cleveland, you're going to have
but
kids.
But she's got to be what? In her late
30s? 37. 36, 37.
Yeah, she's Kimmy's age.
And he's got to be close to that.
I think he's in his early, 34, 35. All right.
So we're getting kind of long in the baby game.
Yeah, bro, she's a billionaire.
I know.
I think she'll be okay. Yeah. I think
somebody else could have the baby for them.
They could build a baby in a lab. What are you going to do?
They might be working on one in Switzerland right now.
Where she's actually sold out a show.
Mm.
But no, I think it's not the celebrity that keeps them from staying together. It's not the schedules. It's not the money. Tight ends are the dumbest position on any football team.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's very rare you see a tight end sit down and speak and you're not like, wow.
Yeah.
You're like Gronk. And you listen to Travis Kelce's podcast and most of the time he's unless she's just like enjoying the dumbness of him forever.
I think he just kind of lets her be the celebrity. That's what.
Okay, but even a golden doodle gets annoying after a couple of years.
Oh, you think she'll get sick of him being so shallow?
Shallow's the wrong word.
Well, dense.
Just
dumb.
Simple.
Okay, as he's a simpleton.
As a simple man.
A simpleton.
Yes. I don't know.
All right, so you'll think eventually he won't be intellectually challenging to her.
Yeah, I mean, you got so much going against you already. Marriage on its own is tough.
Oh, yeah. Work, buddy.
Add in all these wild cards.
Don't forget about the taxes.
Yeah, the taxes.
Oh, the taxes will kill you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There are two kinds of cons, Tommy.
Yeah, what you got?
You got the short con,
quick
profit and you're out.
Yep.
And you got the long con. We're going to milk this puppy for every dime it's worth.
So what happened?
Well, before you get into the con game, you got to know which con you're running.
Okay.
Right? Know the game you're playing. Mm. Because in this story, you have a woman accused of running a short con that would have only worked had she planned on working a long con.
So she had them flipped.
Yeah. Right. She's conning it out.
All right.
You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story went down in Ontario County.
What happened?
A 48-year-old woman has been arrested after police say she stole another person's identity.
All right.
But she didn't use it to open up a bank account. She didn't, like, run up credit card debt in their name.
So how'd she get in trouble?
Authorities say she used this identity to rent an apartment.
Just an apartment?
Yeah.
Okay.
From May 1st until August 13th. Police say she rented and lived in this apartment. And on top of that, she used that identity that she stole to open up utility accounts in that person's name.
So, but how is she paying for all this?
Well, that's the thing. From May 1st to August 13th, police say she racked up a $6,000 bill that she did not pay for.
So she stiffed.
You got it.
And that's why she's in trouble.
Yes. Well, she's actually in trouble only right now for
that's
the identity
how she got
theft.
Caught, it
yes.
sounds like.
No,
yeah.
You got it. She's been charged with identity theft. Story on News 8 says she was taken to the Ontario County Jail. She may still be there right now. So I can see by the look on your face, you're confused.
It's a weird caper to just rent an apartment where I can find you.
Yeah.
Yep.
In Ontario, not, you know.
Yeah.
Not like a big city.
Yeah. Like, if the allegations are true, there's no way you would have gotten away with this.
Yeah.
Because you set up a scam, then you laid down roots.
I think you didn't pay the bills, so you were going to get booted.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was going to not last long.
You got it.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I buy a car in someone else's name, I can take that car anywhere.
Get the hell out.
I can change its appearance. I can mess with the VIN number. I can make it much harder to locate the car.
Mm.
Apartment stays where it is.
Yeah, it's not yours.
Right? Yeah. And like you said, the second you stop paying rent, you have one or two options. Get arrested where you live, or move all of your stuff out of this apartment. And on to the next one.
And she wasn't paying the utility. She wasn't paying anything.
You got it. And here's the thing. You can't even use that false identity to rent another apartment because you've already ruined the credit on that.
Yeah.
So you'd have to find another identity.
Yeah, you've hit a wall.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What are we missing here? Mm-hmm. Because if her plan from the beginning was to live rent-free, she didn't think through how quickly that dream was going to be over.
She didn't make it through a season.
Well, unless
4 months.
Plan wasn't to live rent-free. Maybe she did it initially thinking I could keep up with the bills and then quickly realized she couldn't.
Okay, she had no way of paying them. But it sounds like she stiffed.
Yeah, but you know how it's like, I'll figure this. Let me just get in there and I'll figure it out. Could be one of those kind
of things. Some of that creative financing we all used to do back
in the day. I mean, obviously, like, desperation, you're already using somebody else's identity to get it. So you're not in a good spot.
So let's talk about that.
Creative financing?
Well, not so much creative financing, but what can be brought up? Desperation. The rent is too damn high.
It sure is.
And places that rent are being more picky about the people they're renting to. I know there are people listening that are dealing with that.
Well, there's a line of renters, man, so they can pick.
You got it. So folks with bad credit are having a really hard time just getting in the door, let alone affording rent. If she used someone else's identity with the intention of paying rent, and again, I'm just asking because the allegations are true, it doesn't seem that way. But if if that was the case, do you still look at her as a criminal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you cannot look at it as a grandma. I mean, even stupid as she is, yeah.
All right, but
Steve, I mean, you have family. I feel like you would relate to it more than anybody because I feel like you have people in your family.
You've
known people that would be in that situation.
My sister was always behind in her bills.
Okay.
And one time she was watching Roseanne. I'm not making this up. And she saw, it was an episode of Roseanne, how she was trying to beat the bills because they were falling behind.
Okay.
My sister took the idea from Roseanne and tried it. And it blew up in a month.
Okay.
Where you write the checks to the utilities, right?
Uh-huh.
But you put the wrong check in the wrong envelope.
Ah.
And you go, oh, I screwed up, giving you another chance.
Sure.
Didn't work out that way.
No, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I guess Roseanne was not a documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but I mean, like, walk through this with me, right? Like,
I get desperation, but man, this is taking a cake, man.
But to begin this caper,
yeah,
she would need to invest like $3,000. Like here, walk. Like if you're gonna get an apartment, they want first and last month.
Yeah,
right.
True.
That's
true.
A deposit.
You have to have something to put down.
And there's no way anyone is renting an apartment for under $1,500 right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So like, if her idea was to steal, she had to have money up.
Yeah, to have some money. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And like, here's the thing. If that's what she did, she only ended up, if the allegations are true, making out with $3,000 in free rent and utilities. And again, it was all over by the fourth month.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense that she went into this intending to stiff rent and utilities.
So you think she started out with good intentions?
Intentions.
I mean, you're right.
Well, yeah, she stole the identity.
Yes.
Not good intentions, but maybe I can make this work for a while.
But there's no way it would work, to your point.
Unless
there's
she kept
no
up
way.
On the bills.
I don't know, yeah.
Because
that's how she got caught, right? It was because she stopped paying the bills.
But there's a reason why she had to do this. She didn't have enough money.
Or she didn't have the credit that she needed.
Right, but I mean, either way, she's in a bad spot.
Yeah, but it doesn't
financially.
You don't need a roof over your head.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, when you say it like that. I mean, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this woman out in Ontario County, 48 years old. Police say she stole someone else's identity and used it to rent an apartment. And from May 1st to August 13th, authorities say she rented and lived in this apartment and did not pay a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
She racked up $6,000 in bills between utilities and rent. She's been arrested, charged with identity theft. Think about this.
Yeah.
If the person whose identity she stole doesn't subscribe to a credit monitoring service.
Okay.
Had she come up on the kept up on the rent and utilities, they may have never known.
Well, yeah. I mean, it probably would bite you in the ass at some point. But to your point, yeah, if you would have been paying on time, you would have went longer.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not trying to say that this woman is, if the allegations are true, what she did was fine. It's not. You're right.
Yeah.
It's a crime. It's a crime, right? But, like, if she would have stolen my identity before I met my wife and made the payments on time, she would have actually helped my credit.
Yeah, you would have boosted your numbers, score.
She would have stolen my identity and still got denied for that apartment.
Yeah, you would have got out of the 400s.
Yeah, I do wonder.
You're joking.
I do wonder the person whose identity she stole, like what kind of financial situation they're in.
Well, because like the easiest identity to steal is a family member.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know enough about them. They'll probably give you the information because, you know. They don't think you're going to steal from them.
But most of the time, people that are in the same family are around the same socioeconomic level.
Yeah.
Have the same issues. Like me and my brother were having the same financial issues.
Busted. Busted comes from busted.
You got it. You and your sister's using Roseanne
tips.
You're driving without car insurance.
Running bare.
All around the country. All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say, Tommy, my wife kicks me out. My marriage is over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down. I'm out.
Yeah.
I got nowhere to go. My credit's shot because of the divorce. I steal your identity to get myself a singles apartment with a race car bed.
All right. I know a buddy will hook you up.
I pay for 2 years as Thomas Mulay. You found out I stole your identity.
Yes.
But I paid all the bills on time.
All right.
Would you have me arrested?
No, I'm not going to have you arrested.
Also, I've been subscribing to multiple weird porn sites under your name with your identity.
Probably not as weird as I've looked in the past. So.
I bought stock in your name in several sex dungeons.
Yeah, but I hear they're on the rise.
And I sold your name and likeness to endorse those sex dungeons. So multiple franchise Tommy Mulay sex dungeons across the United States of America. Wait, you wouldn't want me arrested for stealing your identity?
Keep doing it because the second he comes clean or switches, he's going to get in trouble. So if you find out and you're okay with it, you'd have to let him continue to do it.
She's right. And I'm not improving my personal credit at all by stealing your
credit. I mean, it'd be you or Kimmy or people like that in your life.
All right. Good to know.
No, I couldn't do it. I mean, as long as I'm not, you know, I'm depleted. I'm already depleted.
Yeah, whatever. All right, let me ask you another question, because you're right. We're friends. We're close. Yeah. Kimmy.
Yeah.
I got two young daughters. Uh-huh. Let's say in a couple of years, my oldest she grows up.
Yeah.
Hits a rough spot.
Yeah.
I'm not helping you. You know, I raised you. I gave you all the benefits of the world. I know. You're going to figure it out yourself. And she gets into your purse one day, comes into work visits.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She gets your social address, steals your identity, rents an apartment, pays the rent. Would you want my daughter arrested?
She's paying the rent, though?
She's paying the rent on time. But she went into your purse and stole your identity.
I'd probably come to you and say, what are we going to do about this?
And I go, I raised her all right. Well, you do what you want.
What are we going to do about this? What do you want to do about it?
Yeah, would you want her arrested?
Your call.
No, it's not my call. You were the one that's a victim of the crime.
I wouldn't want to see your daughter arrested.
But she obviously violated you in multiple ways.
Yeah, but it's such a different situation because you wouldn't do that if you weren't like desperate for a roof over your head. You know, it's not.
Well,
like
but you know her dad. You know that I would have the ability to help
I'd
her out.
I'd honestly be more pissed at you.
What did I do?
I mean, you cut her off. There's a reason she had to go into my wallet.
How is this my fault?
Blame the parents.
Well, yeah. Well, that's interesting you bring that up because this might be the perfect transition. Oh. Blame the parents.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Whatever happens, it's the parents.
Where were the parents?
Thank you. In that exact voice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.